Friday night is music night. Good evening. This is Vanessa Feltz welcoming you to the Mermaid Theatre in London for our musical salute to the Chelsea Flower Show. In full bloom tonight, we have Jimmy Johnston, the Opera Babes, the Royal Harpist Claire Jones, and a crop full of colourful arrangements from the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Charles Mutter, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, in our weekly programme of Music for Everyone.
Thank you.
was The Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker, composed, of course, by Tchaikovsky, and that beautiful harp cadenza was played by Andrew Knight. Well, summer has finally arrived, and the Chelsea Flower Show is in full swing. So this evening, on Friday night, is Music Night. We're waltzing around the gardens, the fields, and the hedgerows in a musical celebration of all things bright and beautiful. It's this time of year we can all sit in our gardens and listen to those familiar sounds we associate with summer. The lawnmower, the electric strimmer, and the power drill. At least, out in the garden, everything is now coming into bloom, and many's the happy hour we'll spend, ladies, putting to good use that rusty, weather-beaten old rake, or whatever it is you happen to call your husband or partner these days. In our little corner of the earth, we battle more grasses, bugs and moles than MI5. But the garden can also bring tranquility and peace. In fact, the restorative beauty of nature was the central theme of Frances Hodgson Burnett's novel, The Secret Garden, which became one of the BBC's great television adaptations of the 1970s. The theme music to the series was called The Watermill, composed by the great Ronald Binge. And here, to take us back to that ethereal summer of 1975, Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra. Composed by Ronald Binge. what a wonderful name, and played by the BBC Concert Orchestra featuring Lydia Griffiths on oboe. Be it watermills, streams or cascades, there's always something soothing about the sound of running water in the great outdoors. It always makes you wish you'd never had that second cup of tea. Now, our next floral tribute happens to be one of opera's most familiar duets for sopranos. In the past, the piece has featured in an airline commercial, but more recently happens to be the music Christian Grey plays through the sound system in his car in the racy novel 50 Shades of Grey. Not that I've read it, you understand, but it turns up in book one on page 73, as I'm told by my producer, and if you believe that, you'll believe anything. The duet comes from the opera Lacme by Léo Delibes, and here, performing Sous la Dôme Épée, the flower duet, please welcome Rebecca Knight and Karen England, the opera babes.
Viens, Malika, Liliane s'enfuit.
Babe, singing the flower duet from the opera Lakmé, written by Delibes and accompanied by the BBC Concert Orchestra, and we'll be hearing more from Rebecca and Karen later in the show. The hardest worker in the garden, apart from the man who stars Alan Titchmarsh's hair, has to be the humble bumblebee, one of the most beautiful of insects. The busy bee bobs in and out of flowers in a never-resting quest for nectar. How ironic that despite the bee's hard work, with the price of honey these days, we only ever get stung by the supermarkets. At least this next piece of music famously pays tribute to the relentless work ethic of nature's yellow and black striped miracle. Here to perform The Flight of the Bumblebee, the BBC Concert Orchestra. The Bumblebee, the orchestral interlude to the opera The Tale of Tsar Zoltan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Next, another terrific musician who for 3 years held the exalted position of official harpist to the Prince of Wales. It was a royal appointment which apparently lapsed in 1911, but it was revived 90 years later by Prince Charles, who wanted to encourage young musical talent in Wales and the UK. And he did exactly that with Claire Jones. As someone who can't even pluck a chicken, it's impossible not to admire anyone who could master the complexities of the harp while making it sound so glorious and look so easy. Here to play To a Wild Rose, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Claire Jones. I'm sure you'll recognise the jaunty grasshopper dance composed by Ernest Bucalossi and played there by the BBC Concert Orchestra. Those of you old enough might remember in the 1990s seeing the television advert which featured rows of dancing milk bottles following the milkman down the street. Those of you who've been seeing that sort of thing more recently are almost certainly drinking something far stronger than milk. Those of us with longer memories will certainly recall this next piece of music from the score of a cinema treat which was set in a New Hampshire lakeside cottage. Produced by Lou Grade's film company, the movie won Oscars for Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn and an Academy Award nomination for the composer Dave Grusin. With Andy Vinter on piano, here to play the title music from On Golden Pond, it's the BBC Concert Orchestra.
Thank you.
and the BBC Concert Orchestra evoking the tranquility and romance of the film On Golden Pond. For centuries, flowers have been a symbol of romance, especially a bouquet of lovely long-stemmed roses. Not only are they the best way for any gentleman to say, please accept my apology, they also make a very effective weapon to whack him with if you don't. In that marvellous Jerry Herman musical, Mac and Mabel, which tells the story of the bittersweet romance between silent filmmaker Mack Sennett and the silent movie actress Mabel Normand, Mac made his views on their relationship and roses abundantly clear with one of the most moving non-love showstoppers ever written for the stage. The lyrics are poignant and the melody is glorious. And here to perform I Won't Send Roses, please welcome Jimmy Johnston.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses and roses suit you so. My pace is frantic, my temper's crossed with words romantic. I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me. And it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses and roses soon you so.
I Won't Send Roses by Jerry Herman from the musical Mac and Mabel, sung so beautifully by Jimmy Johnston. Now, any warm, sunny, idyllic summer's afternoon spent relaxing in the garden with a cool drink or an elegant picnic just wouldn't be the same without wasps. No one in the world loves a wasp. Even wasps don't like other wasps. Apparently, according to naturalists, wasps perform an important pest control function, but I object to them needing a gulp of my Pimm's to help them do it. Believe it or not, wasps have had a lively musical overture written about them by Ralph Vaughan Williams. He composed the piece as incidental music for his Cambridge College's revival of a Greek play by Aristophanes. It's a comedy about an old man who's so addicted to law courts he's been confined to his house, and the court jurors who try to rescue him are likened to wasps. Apparently, the ancient Athenians found it hilarious back in 422 BC, but of course they didn't have EastEnders then. By the way, if you imagine yourself in the garden trying to swat a swarm of wasps with a rolled-up newspaper, then it'll give you a mental image of Gavin Sutherland. as he now conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra performing The Wasp. by Ray Vaughan Williams, brought to life amazingly by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland. Well, it's time now to stop and smell the roses while the orchestra takes a well-earned break. We'll be back with part two after taking a cool drink with our feet up on this lovely summer's evening, and enjoy our interval in the company of Nick Bailey, head gardener at the world-famous Chelsea Physic Garden here in London. Welcome back from me, Vanessa Feltz, to Friday Night is Music Night. And a big thank you to Nick Bailey for our interval tour of the Chelsea Physic Garden, the oldest botanical garden in London. Tonight, our music is themed around flora and fauna as we start the British summer and the start of the Chelsea Flower Show. Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra are back on stage after a well-earned break and begin the second half with the beautiful Irish folk tune arranged by Peter Hope, The Lark in the Clear Air. Was the traditional Irish folk tune The Lark in the Clear Air, played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland. Over the past few years at Chelsea, Darcy Bustle has had a rose named after her. Princess Diana had a clematis named after her. And Dame Helen Mirren had an exotic carnivorous green plant called a monkey cup named after her. It gives me no pleasure whatsoever to announce that all I've had named after me is a bag of fertiliser. Thank you so much for that spontaneous vote of sympathy. Time now, though, for more from Claire Jones and another traditional tune, but this time from Wales. I think I might ask Claire to introduce this one herself. Claire, what have you chosen to play and why?
Well, I'm going to play Bygeilio'r Gwenith Gwyn, which means Watching the Wheat, by John Thomas, who is a predecessor of mine. He was the Royal Harpist during Queen Victoria's time, a post I held between 2007 and 2011. And I was very fortunate to have been invited by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge to perform at their royal wedding as well, at Buckingham Palace, in the private part of their day. And this is something that was chosen by the young couple for me to perform on their special day.
the BBC Concert Orchestra and music by the composer Percy Grainger. Although he was born in Australia and lived most of his life in America, in the early part of the 20th century, Percy did more to revive British folk music than any other writer. Now, some say that Percy's arrangement threw in some deliberately boisterous, heavy-handed phrases because he really hated the original tune, but it didn't prevent the work becoming a great hit. Time now for another song from Jimmy Johnston. In our Friday night garden, we've heard from the birds, the bees, wasps and grasshoppers. We've admired the flora, watched the wheat and smelled the roses. Jimmy has chosen this song from the musical Paint Your Wagon by Lerner and Lowe. I Talk to the Trees.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, looking out across a rolling farm, having supper in the candlelight, walking later arm in arm. Then I tell you how I pass the day, thinking mainly what the night will be. Then I try and find the words to say all the things you mean to me. I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain, but suddenly my words reach someone else's ears, at someone else's heart strings too. I tell you my dreams, and while suddenly see them come true.
One of the most famous organic gardens in the British Isles, if not the world, is to be found near Tetbury in Gloucestershire. It's at Highgrove House, the country residence of the Prince of Wales. And in 2009, His Royal Highness commissioned Patrick Hawes to compose a piece of music which reflected and celebrated his horticultural passion. The result became known as the Highgrove Suite, a piece in four movements, each movement inspired by an area or feature of the Highgrove Garden. The movement that we're about to hear is called The Goddess of the Woods, the musical interpretation of a marble statue created by David Wynne, which can be found tucked away in Highgrove's woodland garden. The piece was first performed to celebrate the Prince's 60th birthday by the royal harpist Claire Jones at a gala concert at Highgrove in 2010. Tonight, she's going to recreate that occasion for us now. Here playing The Goddess of the Woods, welcome back, Claire Jones. Absolutely magical. The goddess of the woods from the Queen of the Harp, Claire Jones, along with the BBC Concert Orchestra. And we continue our evening stroll around the green and pleasant land now with two songs from the Opera Babes. In a moment, a great Ivor Novello classic, previously recorded by such diverse performers as Frank Sinatra, Richard Tauber and Julie Andrews. That's We'll Gather Lilacs. But first, I know it's wonderful, but first, a song which began life in 1889 as a poem by W.B. Yeats. It's a lament of lost love, and it's inspired many composers to set the words to music, the most recent being Benjamin Britten. Little wonder that Yeats's eight-line poem has become one of the most recorded Irish songs of all time. With Andy Vinter on piano, here to perform the Benjamin Britten arrangement of Down by the Sally Gardens, please welcome back Rebecca Knight and Karen England, the Opera Babes.
Gardens, my love.
Babes with Ivan Novello's We'll Gather Lilacs. Sadly, with the night falling, our leisurely wander around the garden is almost over. So it's only right we conclude our flower arrangements tonight with a fragrant, colourful, blousy specimen. Why, I wonder, are you looking at me? One which has inspired Shakespeare, Renoir, and an entire English Civil War. I mean, of course, the rose. Its beauty has also moved Johann Strauss to compose one of his greatest ever waltzes, Rosen aus dem Süden. But it does sound so much nicer in English. So take your partners, please, for tonight's final dance, Roses from the South and the BBC Concert Orchestra.
Thank you.
Roses from the South by Johann Strauss, played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Charles Mutter, conducted by Gavin Sutherland. My bouquets of thanks go to Claire Jones, Jimmy Johnston, the Opera Babes, and producer Bridget Apps. Thank you for listening, and this is Vanessa Feltz, hoping that once again we've proved that Friday night is music night.